Hello, everyone. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Broadcast Show. As of the beginning, in all the episodes, I'm trying to pin them out before Christmas and Thanksgiving. By the way, Happy Turkey Day. Hope you and your family enjoy it, because it's been a long year, a long pandemic year. And we are just getting back together, going to trips, going to family homes, aunts, uncles, mom, dad, grandmas, grandpops, both similar mix, all. Happy holidays. Welcome back, family. Welcome back, people. Welcome back, friends. We are glad to see people is getting out there and going to the turkey dinners. And I hope this will probably be one of the biggest back-together holidays in American history. Hopefully it will. Hopefully the pandemic is slipping fast, going away from us. And while we get away from 2021, the better this country will be. We have been through a lot, people. 4 years of bad leadership, pandemic, police officers doing the wrong thing to people, so much in the world. Now, if anybody watched 60 Minutes, and I was just watching 60 Minutes on YouTube. They got a YouTube channel. Because I don't get to watch 60 Minutes that much on Sundays. And they got a YouTube channel. And I watched 60 Minutes. This one wasn't far to post it. They just posted this. China is having a real bad year. And it's starting a fight with Australia. Yeah, that little island country, China want to start a conference with, you know. And Taiwan, or whatever the country is, it already took, I think, Hong Kong rights away. Hong Kong was once a peaceful split from China. And I think over the years it went over and took Hong Kong back, something China did. I'm not sure. Look it up on YouTube or something. Whatever China did to Hong Kong. I thought Hong Kong was still free with democracy and all. But I heard on 60 Minutes that China did something to Hong Kong. Hong Kong is one of my favorite countries too. But Taiwan, China want to take Taiwan over, and one of those countries, Taiwan and Australia, between Taiwan and Australia and China, is having a conference. They disagreeing with something, because China want to take over Taiwan, and Australia saying this to China and something on 60 Minutes. Go look at it. And they just posted this not too long ago. This is fresh. This is not history. Back 5 years or 3 years. This is about 3 days or 4 days they just posted this on YouTube. 60 Minutes, CBS. They just posted this. This is fresh. And it's probably still fresh in the news. You go to NBC, Fox, MSNBC, whatever you get your national news from. I want people to keep up with this because this could cause a conflict against the United States and China. You know, we don't want that. China is a really good country, but China is a bully, just like Russia is. They bullies, and they think whatever they want, they're going to come and get. And I just hope the people of China who run China, that you don't invade people's privacy or take people's rights away no more. Okay? Whatever this Tehran, I think they have democracy and they have their freedom, freedom of speech and all that. You go in that country, go in that land, and take away that, that's just proof that you dislike Russia and other countries, other evil countries and all. And it's not fair, okay, Mr. President of China. It's not right. If you have any Christian in you, any God in you, you will settle down your power and rethink this. This thing what Jesus will want, you know, if you're a Christian, will act like a Christian, okay? Lay down your hate and your weapons, all right? Australia don't want this. Tehran don't want this. Whatever the country called. And America will come and protect these countries. Australia is just an innocent country. They don't have that much military and all. And you want to cause a fight with them? Like I said, you the big bully of the block. Just like Russia is. Doing what you can't. Ukraine. You know? Ukraine is just a little country, peaceful, you know, hook up to Russia, but Russia want that spot. So they can put missiles and nuclear war and heads and stuff. And you just want Taiwan, whatever the country that they said, 60 Minutes said. And somehow Australia and Taiwan is related somehow and got China upset somehow. I don't know. I know. I was just grazing at it, you know. I just saw it on YouTube and I just looked at it, the video. I was just grazing at it and I'm just thinking to myself, we ain't learned nothing from the past. Nothing from the past. We have not learned anything. If Russia, President of Russia, President of China, and the president of North Korea, to step back, look out your window, and see how beautiful this country, this world is. From sea to shiny sea, all parts of the globe. I don't care if it's Western world, East world, Middle East world. You got to see God share his grace, not on this country, America, but on every country. Every country he shared his grace on. And he want us to get along. He don't want us to destroy it. He want us to get along. Revelation said the world was going to end in a big hall of fire. It's not going to be God. Guys, we really got to wake up to this. And we really got to get on this, okay? We're just coming out of pandemic. Now China want to start something. Start crazy stuff. It's not China, it's Russia. It's not Russia, it's China. It's not China, it's North Korea. People who pray, I think you better start praying really more. And watch the 60 Minutes special, okay? It's on YouTube. Watch it. I should have shared it for people. But watch. Please watch it. And just pray. And the reason I brought this up, because a lot of people is not paying attention to the news and all. And then something do happen, a conflict or a war break out, some of y'all won't even know. And that's World War III right there. And we go head to head with China, There we go. World War III. The people like me and you who work every day, we gone. One nuclear bomb hits D.C., Baltimore is gone. Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and most of the eastern border is gone, including New York and all, Pittsburgh, Philly, be gone. I mean, hopefully they can defend us long as they can, but where will we go? Where will we go? I'm sure our leaders and military have some underground bunkers to go to. Some people have underground bunkers to go to because they got the money to build them. But people who don't have money like me and people who work paycheck to paycheck, oh my goodness. And you don't want to live in a world with nuclear winter and all, because you're not going to survive. Even you do survive it. Live underground, have food and all. You're going to run out sooner or later. Water and stuff like that. You're definitely going to run out sooner or later. Probably take years and years trying to save it the much you can and all. But you're not going to survive. Sooner or later, you're going to have to go out. You're going to have to look for food. And like, you need to watch these specials on nuclear winter and stuff, how to survive a nuclear war. I mean, it's not good. It's not good. Even they don't use nuclear weapons. China, I think, I can't believe we're still using force weapons, and we have learned nothing from World War II or World War I, especially World War II, when we dropped that bomb on Japan. And when they came over here, did Pearl Harbor. We haven't learned anything. People all over the world, including China, Russia, all of y'all, everyone who walked this, breathed this earth and breathed the air, wake up. That's all. Wake up. Because if you don't, boy, it's going to be bad. And the reason this concerns me, and I want to talk, I talked about this because it's a lot of y'all don't know what's going on. Some of y'all just got a stiff nose and don't care. But it's a war breakout, and let's just hope that it never happened. Let's just hope that they can keep peace down between the countries. We don't want our boys over there fighting. Australia is a beautiful country. Whoever been over there, people who been over there, who flew over there, know it's a beautiful, small country, innocent country, and it don't need a big country like China coming and threatening them. You know, it's just not right. Now, Ukraine, I don't know enough about Ukraine. I think that's definitely Russia business. I don't think we should meddle in Russia business, you know. That's this Russia business, okay? I don't think the United States should even get in wrong with that. No. It's just like that. I mean, but Australia, what we are friends with, what we have been allies with, and all, in this little small, innocent country, and then you got this big country like China, the second biggest force in the world, second, and you go mess with Australia, who've been our partners, our friends, for a long, long time, You picking a fight with the United States, because the United States gonna fight back and protect their country, their allies. You know, I mean, I don't care how big China is. You know, our Marines and Special Forces and all that, our boys, we will face you. Our boys are armor. We'll face you. We're not scared. I don't care how big your army is. You know. But China, you're a beautiful country. You got the China Wall that I would love to go to see. But I ain't going to be able to see if you go to war with our country. If you don't sit down and talk about this conflict. Okay? Just talking is good. Praying is better. Alright? So, fans, people, the reason I brought this up, because it's real. 60 Minutes just posted this like 3 days or 4 days ago. And I just hope that they'll find a peaceful solution to this problem. Don't go mess with Australia. You're a beautiful country, China. I like the Great Wall of China. I want to go walk that wall one day. I still buy my Star Trek uniforms from China. Okay, I still order them from China. Got people who got make Star Trek uniforms. Everybody actually know that? Yeah, that's where they get the Star Trek uniforms from China. China makes some of our military uniforms. I hate to get that away, military, but it do say made in China. But we got a very strong trading thing going with China. We don't want to get in a war with China or Russia or North Korea. We don't want that. We don't want no kind of conflict. No war. No. It's peace, people. I mean, no new Cold War. Shouldn't been no Cold War anyway. It's just, we don't want it. I'm sure your country don't want it. We don't want it here. Right? But just think about it, people. If you're really interested in this, like I said, go to YouTube or go to 60 Minutes on CBS website, Paramount Plus, whatever you get streaming from, and I'm sure you will see it. It'll say China, Ark and Devon, all the end of the big word that they use in the Bible, all with Ark and Devon. I usually can say it right, you know. But doomsday, I just put it like that, doomsday. And everybody just want to know it, but I don't think you shouldn't ignore this. Keep one eye open on this. Okay. The holidays is coming up, and we are getting back to our regular lives, people. Schools have been open. They haven't closed schools. Everybody said they're going to close them. You know, when they first opened again, they said, that, oh, the schools ain't going to stay open that long. They're going to close them again. Schools been open since September. We got schools open. And some of the kids are loving going back to school, getting out the house and get back to schoolwork and all. You know, just getting back to normal is the key. And the most normal thing is the holidays, Halloween. I don't celebrate Halloween that much. I call it Candy Wing Day. I don't call it Halloween, I call it Candy Day. Night Candy Day, or something like that. I don't know. I changed the name from Halloween, because, you know, the double stuff, you know. It don't have to be the devil stuff. You can dress up in angels or your favorite Star Trek character or your favorite TV character, movie character, superhero. It don't have to be goblins and demons and stuff like that. Even though I'm a writer and I'm not going to be writing like that much horror movie, horror books either. Maybe now and then. But I used to be in that horror stage when I was young. But I'm not going to try to be like another Stephen King. I'm going to try to just mix it up, you know, with crime stories, romance stories, action adventure stories, science fiction drama, science fiction opera, like four book part science fiction, maybe two part horror book every now and then. But that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to talk about my little writing career right now. I'm an independent writer, and I write on Amazon. My books is published on Amazon for right now. And hopefully I'll get picked up from a major publishing house. Maybe one day. That would be a really dream come true. You know, that would be just amazing. But until that day comes, I do have a publishing house in mind. It's called Page Publishing. I see them on TV and all. And I just want them to pick me up, you know, just pick me up, get me on. They got all the formats, you know, they can get me in libraries, they can get me on Amazon, they can do all the stuff for me. And bookstores, this amazing publishing company, but that's getting ahead of myself. My first book is called Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. It's just a little book, no more than 10 chapters and all. That's had to get inside the door. Once again, I'm just going to talk about it because I feel good about it. I just feel about this comp that I made this year, this achievement that I made this year. And I knew it was coming. I knew I wasn't going to do it. I knew I'm going to see the day when I do get it and all. But it's still a lot of people who get their nose up in the air, stuck up, or we read this, we don't like it. You know, those kind of people, you know. You did something positive, you say you're going to do it, and you did it. Not those kind of people say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it, and don't do it. Well, it took me a very long time, ask my family, a very long time. And this is not the book that I wanted to get published. My big book is a four-part science fiction drama, action-adventure book. But Mr. Boogie Shoes, that's coming out April the 21st, that book tells the backstory of the four books that I'm writing. I rewrote Planet 3492, okay? Planet 3492 is the book that I've been writing since 1997. It's a four-part book. And the first book is called Planet 3492, The Rise of Hitler. But Mr. Boogie Shoes told the backstory of Captain Michael, Commander Wingham, Commander Ashley, Commander Janet, and Lieutenant and Commander Riker, and all the crew of the Silver Star, and all. And the Warbird, yeah, and so on, and those ships. And also Benjamin, you know, Benjamin is the bad guy. And also Hitler, he's not our Hitler from Earth. He's a clone Hitler that the Emperor made to look like Hitler, but he's not Hitler. He's not H.R. Hitler, you know, he acts. He walks, and he's more terrifying than Hitler. You know, big red eyes. Benjamin got the yellow eyes, and they all from the black the Black Galaxy. And McCoy is the leader and president and the riser of the Red Spot Galaxy. He comes to Earth with details of what's going to come for planet Earth. Now, the Emperor and Benjamin already conquer half of the galaxy, or Milky Way galaxy, and they're on their way to the Red Spot galaxy, the Red Spot area, what they call the Red Spot galaxy. It's a little part in the Milky Way galaxy, and they neighbors with us, ain't that far. So McCoy comes here from the line of five, and he tells them about this. But way before then, we send codenamed Mr. Boogie Shoes here to warn us. And he'll tell us what's coming and who he's going to send, the people that he's going to send to help us. All right. So Mr. Boogie Shoes got something ready, something to do with Planet 3492, The Rise of Hitler, and the other three books that follow that book. So that's why I say this book is really going to be a really good book, Mr. Boogie Shoes. Go to Amazon, type in my first and last name, pre-order this book, okay? And for Burning Love and Ocean and Sky, you probably need reading glasses for it and all, because it, like I said, it was actually made for to read for what you call it? It was made to read for. But this is best I can do. I mean, it's small and everything. This is the best I can do. And I can't get it no better than this. But it's an ebook. You can download it on your device, computer, phone, whatever. It's called Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. And you still can get this book. Now, I took it down. Then now I'm re-releasing it because my family and also friends and stuff, I haven't told yet. And I'm signing their books and stuff. You live in the Baltimore area, I will come and sign your book, you know. Just like that, you know. Like I said, you probably will need reading glasses because the words, you know, is small. And it was meant for ebook, you know, to read it on your device. But I printed it in book format. And like I said, it's only a couple pages long. It's 10 pages. On 10 chapters, okay? And it's a really good story. But my next book is going to be a little bit more than that. Hopefully I can get 45 chapters in there. And there's enough where it will be a nice little short novel that gets you ready for Planet 3492, The Rise of Hitler. Now that book will be released way in 2027 or 2028, okay? Because that book is going to be a little bit more expensive for me to write, and also for the Freelanders, because I got to pay them to rewrite it, to recopy it and everything. And it's going to be a little expensive to do that, because they go by words. 10,000 words, you know, and it's like 300, 400, 10,000 words. And this is like 10,000 words right here. 10 chapters. But, like I said, it's still a good book. And if you got ebook, you like ebook, you like Amazon Fire, Kindles, please go get it. I'm promoting this. Go get it. this helped support it, okay? Because I'm not going to stop writing because I love telling stories. You know, I just love it. I just love writing, telling stories, and writing stories and all. And since Amazon got Kindle's direct publishing, my dream come true. And then I go find this website where I have all freelancers, writers, who can copy your writing, can transfer your book into format, can copyright your story. I mean, your hard draft, they can copyright your hard draft and just make it into a story. You know? But it's just a blessing for me because my reading and writing, and just get God just came at the right time to give me that available ability to have those people to help me do this. And then when I got it published, when the lady finished writing it, I read it. I loved it. So anybody want to be a writer, just go look at, try to find a freelance writer or a ghostwriter. If you're having trouble finding the first chapter, the words for the first chapter, there's people out there can will help you do it. Okay? Don't spend your money going to college or free community college, you know. If you want to do that, that's okay. If you want to do it yourself, that's okay. But I'm just saying, there's also people will copy your hard draft for you. And you don't have to put their names on it and nothing. It's your writing. It's your book. It's your story. All they doing is helping you get it out there. That's all they doing. It's been going on for time began. Ghost writers, freelance writers, they've been around since time began. Believe me. And I'm not scared to put it out there. You know, I wrote this book. You know, I got the drafts. I got the notes. It's my book, okay? It's legally my book. But I know that I'll have problems having people understand this book. So I just went to some people who will help me. I found a website with freelance writers, copywriters, ghostwriters. And I got a list of them. And there they go. They don't only do ghostwriting. They help you with your podcast script. They help you with your YouTube script, your YouTube video. They help you edit it. They got all kinds of stuff on it on this. And this website is called Fiverr. Fiverr. I don't have my phone, but I think it's Fiverr. And they help you with all kinds of stuff, okay? I think I mentioned this before in one of my last year, season 2. But don't get me wrong. I am a writer. I wrote Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. Because the original name was called Selfish. But they changed it. And they asked me to change this. And they called it Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. And I love the name. And Mr. Boogie Shoes. I love the name. I just don't want them to change that because it got linked to the next book that's coming out. And everything. It's already printed on Amazon. Already ready to go on Amazon and all. But Mr. Planet 3492, hopefully that will be a good novel when it do comes out later on in the decade. Like I would say, like I said, 2027, 28, or 29. This book should be ready by then. Okay? That's another thing that just give me more responsible to save my money and to get out there and conquer my dream. Just like this show. You know, Sometimes I just don't want to do it. I just want to sit there, play them video games. But I love doing this. And I actually got an audience to listen to me. I got actually floor mats, iHeart speaker, and other floor mats that have podcasts. They also got me on their floor mat. And I just love doing this. It might not be much of a show yet. No, I'm just like the Discovery Show. I'm struggling for the last 3 years. The first year, second year, third year. Struggling to stay on top for the fans. And I use Fiverr just for that, to promote my show, promote my podcast. And the guy who promoted got me a lot of listeners. Got me a lot of likes and everything. And he just promoted on his website, his and other people stuff, and this got hits all over the world. Russia and all that, and probably still got people around the world who probably listening to me. So that's just a little story where I'm at, where I've been, and hopefully where I wanna be in a couple years, you know. And as I say, sometimes I look back and say, thank God, God had my hand. Thank God my family had my back and other people. Because I probably wouldn't make it, you know. And I'm sure people can relate to what I'm saying, because wasn't for Jesus and other people who had your back 40, 100%, like a tree root, had your back, friends, family, whoever, stood there until you got back on your feet, where it was the divorce, just got out of jail, just starting over, got out of jail, starting over, and a divorce, stuff like that. Y'all know, I don't care if you're female or male. Don't worry, females go through this too. Divorce, getting out of jail, so on. Have to start everything all over again. You know? And you got people just waiting for you to give you a hand. You know? Just push you forward. People, you've been there. Just remember. Never look back, but never forget. Believe me, never look back, but never forget. And it's those who probably never believe in God and now do believe in God, go pass the message on to other people. You know, tell your story to other people. I mean, just tell your story to other people, you know. Go tell him what he did for you, how you fell, and he got you back up. And this amazing thing, you know. Soon next year, I will be starting a YouTube channel again, too. You'll be able to see me on the YouTube channel. This right here, what I'm concentrating on right now. And the YouTube channel is still going to be the Koi Whitlock show too. Now, it's not Koi Whitlock podcast show. It's a Koi Whitlock show. So, look me up. Put a light. It's going to be on Facebook. I'm going to be on YouTube. I'm going to be on Twitter. And also on YouTube. I'm going to post it to Facebook and other formats on the YouTube channel. I'm still going to do my 50-year, no. Still going to do my 50-state tour, going across the country, going to different cities, And one of those cities is Delaware. Not Delaware, Detroit. I still want to go see the recording studio in Detroit. And Gary, Indiana is two of the big places that I really want to go. You know why? The recording studio or Motown is still there. And I just want to walk the grounds of history. Like my icons did. Lionel Richie, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, and of course the King of Pop himself and his brothers. These are where they worked at. They came to work. The Motor City, Detroit. Also where my favorite rapper came from. 8 Mile Road. That's right. It's already an area called 8 Miles. And Eminem, that's where Eminem started. You ever saw the movie 8 Miles? You know that. As you're an Eminem fan. So both of my artists, Michael and Eminem, came from Detroit. I mean, he worked in Detroit. He came from Gary, Indiana, but he worked in Detroit. Eminem came from Detroit. Tupac came from New York to Baltimore and went to California. If you ever saw All Eyes on Me, you know he lived in New York. Then they moved down to Baltimore. He started the School of Arts, and then his mother said, "We gotta go." Every time he got comfortable, they had to move again, and they moved right out of California. And when I was watching that movie, he said, first time he got out there, he witnessed somebody get killed. The first day they moved out there, he witnessed somebody got killed. Wow. That's crazy. But these three guys, they really love their mother. Michael, Tupac, Eminem. They really love their mama. Just like I love my mom, Joanne. And my mom is listening. Love you, Mom. And I know I haven't been calling and everything. Don't give it on me. No. And I know Uncle Harry want me a call too, but it's just been very busy, you know. But if you're listening, Uncle Harry and Mom, don't worry, you'll get a phone call. Alright? I'm just busy just getting my show going and getting my next book ready, you know, and so on, you know. You know, Michael, just so proud of Michael, you know, driving, got his own place, and he this amazing boy. And I definitely want you to meet him and everything. He oh my goodness, y'all would just be amazed of this. That's my little man, you know. He was just little. I was just carrying him and throwing him up in the air and playing with him. It was just like yesterday. Now he's like Hightower. Really high. You know, he's real tall than me. And people can't say that's not my child because he do got the genes. He is tall. And he do got the gene, tall genes. So can't say that's not my child, because my brothers and I is tall. My father's tall, so he's tall. So he definitely in the family tree. No doubt about that. And no worry. I'm going to New York with Henry. And on the 27th. But I'm definitely going to call Michael, see where he at with Jessica, and wait to Ashley get back. And then I'm going to call y'all. If I will ride out to Uncle Harry's house, so Uncle Harry can meet Michael and see Michael and Aunt Alice. We'll drive out there. I asked them to drive us out there so they can see Ashley and Michael. And then if my brother, if Bryant comes down, we'll do the same, okay? And then maybe we can ride up to Delaware and see you, Mom and Dad, and Lisa, okay? But this will probably be after Thanksgiving, and somewhere near real close to Christmas. Not on Christmas, not Christmas Eve and all. Probably somewhere near, okay? When I'm going to have a weekend off, and hopefully we probably can do the weekend I'm off. Because I know at the end of the month, that weekend, the last weekend of the month, I have to work. But somewhere in the beginning of the month, I have a weekend in December. Hopefully I do. None of my co-workers will have emergency or nothing like that. Hopefully. I don't have to work for nobody. You know, I get that weekend in. But I do have Christmas off too. And I'll be calling, if I can, I will be calling to help wish everybody happy holidays and all. But if you are listening, still happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully to see you soon with Donald, with Ashley, and Michael. Donald, Jessica and Maya is still a question mark, but we will find them, okay? Promise you that we will find them. And just get me to another part of the show that I just wish everybody be safe and just be cool. Have a really good holiday. Please, no violence, especially in Baltimore. Just put down your weapons, put down your guns. No violence, people. It's just too much in the world. Joy and happiness, peace and joy. That's what Christmas and Thanksgiving is all about, to be thankful for everyone who's good and try to bring the bad people or the people who's lost, and do good, and all. Keep fighting that fight. Don't give up, because God don't want you to give up, okay? Keep helping that person who keep talking about you at work, or that person who keep making trouble for you. Keep praying for that person and try to help him or her. If you see a homeless person, or just give them a cup of coffee or a donut. Let's do something good, because we need good in the world. Okay? We need really good in the world, you know? And just watching the news, seeing some of my favorite celebrities fall, like Bill or Kelly and many others. Just made their career, and all of a sudden, it's all gone. I can't imagine what they're going through. You know. So, I don't know what to say. But it's the holidays. It's time to be joyful, happy. Be with your family. Be with your friends. And just do the right thing. And this hope 2022 will come in with a really good blessing. And keep playing for the years to come. That peace will overflow evil. Because we can make it happen. We can make it happen. We can be the first country to lead. Other countries will follow our lead if we do the peaceable thing. You know, We are the United States of America. We are USA. We left before, and we can lead again. I don't care you blue, white, red, Republican, Democrat, independent, or whatever. We can do this, America. We are the United States of America. All right? That's what we do. We help each other. Then we help other people in other worlds. I mean, not over, other countries. Sorry. Still got that Star Trek fade. And I will work in other countries. Did it again. In other countries, we do that too. Okay? I know some people say we shouldn't do that. But hey, we got to spread our love all over the world. We got to give our knowledge to the low countries to help them build. We got to show countries like Russia, China, North Korea, what you're doing is wrong. You know, just put it like it is, you know. And I'm saying our country is a great country. You know, don't do wrong either, because believe me, we do. But it's just, we still got great people here. Even in Capitol Hill, we got great people. You know, in the White House, we got great people. And I just say, we got to just pray for our government. And we got to pray for the people overseas. We can't hate. That's not the thing. We can't hate. Okay? We know that COVID-19 came from China, but we can't hate, guys. We got Chinese Americans over here, and they see what's going on too. They don't want this. No, nobody wants this. Who knows? What's gonna happen? I mean, don't spend your time worrying about it, but just keep one eye open on it. Just peek in every now and then and see what's going on. You know, that's all I ask you. Just peek in now and then and see what's going on, because we gotta make it to the next generations. You know, we gotta lead this planet for our children. It starts now. Okay? Everything we do is for 3, 4, 5 generations ahead and back of us. You know, in front of us. Generations that we're not going to see in our time. 75, 2075, 2085, 2095, including 2100, 21,000. We're not going to see those generations. I'm not going to see it. I'm going to be gone. You will be gone. Our great-great-grandchildren, grandchildren, children and all, they're going to have to conquer this world at that time. And what we leave from what we do is going to affect them. So we have to stop this right now. We have to. You know, one of the things Michael Jackson thing is, he said, if we start with the children and treat them right and teach them right, teach them how to love each other, matter if you're black, white, Chinese, Puerto Rican, whatever. Teach them how to love each other. They will spread that love across the world. And it will be, it's like a domino effect. It's like cancer. The love will spread like cancer. And everyone won't see each other color or difference. And with those children, time we gone, they take over. This world will be healed. They will be grown. They'll have children. They'll teach them children how to love. And it will just keep going. It won't be no mass destruction, no weapons of mass destruction. No more talk about war. We can do it. But we got to teach the children. Just like the King of Pop said, and other people said. People still don't know that Michael was a blessing to this earth. But he said it in his music many times, especially healed the world. She healed the world, saved it for our children. He was talking about the generations after us. So, aunts, uncles, nieces and nephews, and of course my five beautiful children. God, Jesus, love y'all. May the force of Jesus be with you always. Live long and prosper, everyone. And see you on the next Quake with Ock show. Good night. Be peace. Happy holidays. See you soon.